No matter what the society or the government may attempt to do, there will always be bickering about religion. Yet, recorded history, secular as well as divine, tells us that the forcing of religious beliefs, either for or against, will not stand. Religious devotion comes from the heart, not from the legislation of man. The law of Moses hinged on two points. The first is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." The second is this, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." There is none other commandment greater than these. Mark 12:29-31. God gave man free will, and that is something that God will not and man cannot force. Christianity has nothing to fear from idolatry or perversions from the truth. The truth will always be the truth, and those that have a love for the truth will not be separated from it. No man, group, organization, or government can stop the spread of religion, good or bad. Jesus said, "Enter ye in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many are they that enter in thereby. For narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few are they that find it." Matthew 7:13-14. He didn't say, "Force them to enter in." When the apostle of Jesus Christ taught the gospel, they didn't call for government intervention to prohibit idolatrous practices. It was the idolaters that did so. The reason the ACLU and like organizations oppose Christianity is because it exposes the immoral and godless lifestyles they have chosen. Anti-religious organizations have duped the American public into believing the Constitution actually calls for the separation of church and state. The problem our society has is not constitutional, it's moral. When Noah built the ark at God's direction, he condemned the world, Hebrews 11:7. When Jesus of Nazareth exposed the error of the religious leaders of his day, he didn't appeal to the government for relief. Those in error did, because their belief were not strong enough to stand on their own. When Jesus of Nazareth exposed the error of religious leaders in his day, he didn't appeal to the government for their death. Those in error cried for the death of Jesus because they couldn't silence the truth of his message. You cannot force people to follow your path in life, nor can they force you to follow them. They may try to find fault in your life, undermine your faith, or cry to the government for your death, but they will not be able to stop the truth. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Joshua, who said to Israel, "If it seem evil unto you to serve Jehovah, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah." Joshua 24:15. Our society needs to make the same decision.